The identity of one of the country's spies is still circulating online after the Queensland Premier's office published it in a routine release of her diary. Anastasia Palaszczuk was forced to apologise yesterday and assurances were offered that the individual's identity had been taken down. But the ABC has discovered the details have proliferated on websites and social media in breach of a law to protect agents' identities. Eleanor Whitehead filed this report.
Anastasia Palaszczuk calls it an administrative error, and her office says steps have been taken to stop such a mistake happening again. But the identity of one of the country's ASIO agents is still circulating online after the Queensland Premier's office made it public. Unmasking an agent is an offence under the Australian Security Intelligence Act, carrying a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail. And Queensland's Deputy Opposition Leader, Tim Mander, is calling for an investigation.
Well, on the face of it, it would seem that the Premier has broken the law. We'll be lodging a complaint to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions to do a full investigation.
The Australian Federal Police says it has not yet received a referral for investigation. The ABC is not naming the individual who accompanied ASIO Director General Duncan Lewis to the meeting in May. Others at the meeting included the Queensland Premier, the Police Minister, and the then Police Commissioner Ian Stewart. We're also not going into details about where the information is now available online, but a user has published the agent's name and title on a messaging board. Neil James is a former intelligence officer who now heads the Australia Defence Association. He says there are good reasons to protect agents' identities.
The first one is to protect operations that they may be involved in against, say, a terrorist organisation or a hostile intelligence service. The second one is, in the past, the families of ASIO staff have been harassed and the officers themselves have been harassed. And the third reason is it's to protect them from attack by terrorist groups.
Few ASIO officials are named publicly, and many use cover identities to protect themselves. Neil James says the consequences of this breach could be serious.
If the officer is involved in operations, for example, against a hostile intelligence service or a terrorist organisation, it could have quite catastrophic consequences, up to and including a threat to human life. But if there's someone a bit higher up the management food chain, obviously the risks are somewhat less.
ASIO Director General Duncan Lewis has accepted the apology from the Queensland Premier, whose office published the details in a routine diary release. And he adds that he's aware that details are being shared online and on other social media. Mr. Lewis says the organisation is working with the state government to manage the matter. Dr. John Coyne is a security expert at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says it's now too late to prevent the information from proliferating online.
This will impact on how this officer will be able to be deployed in the future and in what roles. So this is going to affect their career. Just as importantly, it does put them into a degree of risk. So from that perspective, at the moment, I would suggest to you that, you know, there wouldn't be a number of processes in place to examine, you know, how much their individual security has been compromised by this accident. Significant work will need to go into work to establishing exactly what damage has occurred.
National security expert John Coyne from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Our reporter, Eleanor Whitehead.